This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Recently, a political cartoon by a Canadian artist went viral. It shows Mr. Trump sitting at a desk signing documents and an overpowering Stephen Bannon behind him. And Stephen Bannon is asking the question, "That's it? Who's a big boy now?" And Mr. Trump is answering, "I am a big boy." Now, this cartoon shows concerns, which many people have, regarding the role of Stephen Bannon. Some say that he is actually the one who is calling all the shots. Others say, no, he is just one of the advisors of Mr. Trump, but Mr. Trump is the one, of course, who is making the final decisions. However, it is important, I believe, that we get a clearer picture of who Mr. Bannon is. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read to you from reports which have been circulated and published all over the world. And if those reports are not true, then it would behoove the White House and Mr. Bannon to come forward and show, based on the facts, as to why those reports are not true. Not just simply deny, but show the evidence. Because here's an article by The Guardian, dated February 6, saying this: Stephen Bannon, President Trump's chief political strategist and, after Trump, the most powerful man in Washington, once declared proudly, "I am a Leninist." He was talking to a New York University academic who had written extensively on communism and the former Soviet Union. "What on earth do you mean?" the professor asked him. "Lenin wanted to destroy the state, and that's my goal too," replied Bannon. "I want to bring everything crashing down and destroy all of today's establishment." If he didn't say it, then he should come forward and explain. The article goes on to say, "Lenin depended on constant conflict and drama. He deliberately used shock tactics. He was nearly always domineering, abusive, and combative, and often downright vicious. He battered opponents into submission with the deliberate use of violent language. Lenin abolished the existing legal system and started afresh. In his quest for power, Lenin promised people anything and everything. He offered simple solutions to complex issues. He lied unashamedly. He justified himself on the basis that winning meant everything. The ends justified the means." So far, this article. I have another article by the Business Insider, and it's just one out of many, quoting Mr. Bannon in this way on November 18, 2016, and these are allegedly his words: "Darkness is good. Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, Satan, that's power." Again, here's an article by the Israeli paper Haaretz, writing this on February 6. "It's an inconceivably scary thought that the Trump administration is simply winging it, breakneck, disrupting and detonating and taking America apart, and all of it without a plan. But here is the even scarier possibility that there is, in fact, a plan." He goes on to say, "Trump needs a doomsday weapon he can rely on. As it happens, he's already has one. It's called Steve Bannon. And Steve Bannon has been talking holy war for years. In a speech to a Christian conference held in the Vatican in the summer of 2014, Bannon declared that we are at the very beginning stages of a very brutal and bloody conflict, of which, if the people in this room, the people in the church, do not bind together and really form what I feel is an aspect of the church militant, to really be able to not just stand with our beliefs, but to fight for our beliefs against this new barbarity that's starting, that will completely eradicate everything that we've been bequeathed over the last 2,500 years. We are now, I believe, at the beginning stages of a global war against Islamic fascism," he said. National security analyst Robert Baer said Tuesday that the Bannon speech sounded like preaching for the First Crusade. Referring to the Friday presidential executive order, which severely curbed immigration and entry from seven mostly Muslim countries, an order which Bannon is reported to have drafted without consultation with the Office of the Attorney General, nor with the Defense, Homeland Security, or State Departments. Baer said the ban could cripple U.S. intelligence gathering and America's standing throughout the Middle East and the Islamic world. None of this makes sense. We are going to lose allies, and 99% of our intelligence in the Middle East comes from allies, from Iraqis, from Syrians. The ban could cause an Iraqi parliament to expel the 5,000 U.S. troops serving in the country in response, further hampering the battle against terrorists, he added. On Saturday night, the president named Bannon to the Key Principles Committee of the National Security Council, at the same time dropping as regular members the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the director of national intelligence. And then this article in the Jewish paper goes on to say, the war may not be underway just yet, but the crusade certainly is. The Muslim ban was just the staging area. But what about real war? Trump and the ideas under Mr. Bannon's influence may well consider it a positive option, precisely because he has not a clue in the world what it's like, what the horror of war means to the people whose lives are destroyed by it, whether they physically survive or not. His only experience with military service is evading it. His only experience with the innocent victims of war is sending them back to Syria. God help us all, this article concludes. These are strong words. The question is, are they true? Well, first of all, let me say this. War is wrong. God condemns war in every form, manner, or shape. We have prepared a free booklet, Should You Fight in War? If you believe for one second that God endorses the wars of man in this world, you are wrong. The Bible condemns it. And the question is, should you have any part in it? This booklet shows you from the pages of the Bible why it's wrong, why it's abominable, why it is against God's will, from the Old and the New Testament. And if you are a true Christian or want to become one, you cannot, you must not participate in war in any form, manner, or shape. But you see, this article I just quoted talked about at the very end that God help us all. The sad truth is God will not help us all. Because the sad truth is that God has prophesied that this country is going to lose the next war. Yes, a war is going to come. Whether you call it holy war or any war, whatever, it's going to be a world war. And America is going to lose it because God calls this nation an ungodly nation. And in order to help you understand how God looks at this nation, of which we are all a part of, we have prepared a booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. It's a free booklet, a free publication. But it shows you from the pages of the Bible why America will fall in the next war. It's because of the sins and the abominations in this country, and even the new administration, I don't care what lip services are being given, is not going to do anything about it to change that. And God has said, enough is enough. And if I want you to give you more information, I like to offer another booklet to you, Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever. This booklet gives you a timeline as to what is going to happen, how the events will unfold, and how it's all going to play out. And this is an eye-opener for you if you don't know yet what is prophesied. What I've given you today are frightening scenarios, frightening pictures, frightening concepts. It is for you to check out the facts and then make a right and conscientious and godly decision. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.